Hey guys,
I'm Barbie.
And I'm Ken. And welcome to the Ken and Barbie Show.
Today we're going to talk about how to kiss that special someone for the first time and who should initiate the first kiss.
Alright, so first and foremost, the timing and place has to be right. With the place, you want to take her somewhere quieter, intimate, romantic, somewhere where it's not in public, where other people might be watching, or else it might make her uncomfortable, and you don't want people thinking that others are watching. Otherwise, you know, it'll completely ruin the kiss. Now, as for timing is very important because that can literally make or break the kiss. In my opinion, timing, it should always take place usually at the end of a date because, you know, if it goes terribly wrong, you don't want that to happen in the beginning or else the rest of the date is going to be really, really awkward or the date just might be completely canceled. So once you've gone through all of that, the next thing to know is when to actually go in for the kiss. This is probably going to be the hardest part about any kiss because you have to be able to feel it. You know, you have to know that the timing is right. I mean, we've seen it on TV shows and movies all the time, you know. When someone's about to kiss, you know, there might be something going on, something might happen, and then the kiss moment might be ruined. You're always looking for that one right moment. And so, how do you know when that moment actually is? It all starts with eye contact. In my opinion, you need to have really strong eye contact. And what I mean by that is you need to be able to look at her, look deep into her eyes, and not look away. Challenge yourself if you have to. A lot of women are looking for strong eye contact. If you see that you're able to maintain eye contact for a long time, then they'll see that confidence they're looking for inside of you. During all this, usually what happens is there's usually no talking. I mean, you need to be able to look at a girl for a long time and not say anything, but instead you just look at her and smile. If you can feel out that moment and you notice that moment, then that is probably the moment. Now, when I say a long time, I mean usually about, you know, 6 or more seconds. Now, I know it might not seem like a long time, but to stare at a girl for 6 seconds or more and not say anything, that will seem like the longest 6 seconds of your life. And finally, when you put all of this together, if it looks like the right moment, if you think it's the right moment, and you feel it's the right moment, then don't hesitate and go for it. Because there's a pretty good chance that she is feeling the same thing and is waiting for you to make the first move. Alright, so today right now, I'm live downtown Toronto, and I'm here with Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
And where are you from, Maria?
Ajax.
And what are you doing all the way out here in downtown Toronto?
Shopping,
okay, not too bad. That's pretty cool. So, Maria, tell me how, for the first time, you would like to be kissed by a guy.
Well, I'll prefer that the guy first kisses me on the hand or on the cheek, just so I know how much he likes me before he makes another move. That way I can kind of know how serious he is, and he gives me time to kind of think about it before anything. From then on, I would rather kind of give him a green light or a red light. So basically, I also have a chance to let him off easy in case I'm not interested. Because really, who'd want to crush a guy? To be honest, I don't want surprises, and that way I don't feel pretty bad when I'm not interested in someone.
Oh, that's actually very considerate of you, Maria. Not many girls I know think of it that way. One more question. So how do you feel about you as a girl initiating the kiss, and would you ever?
I'm a really shy girl, so I wouldn't be able to initiate the kiss myself. I'm not saying that other girls aren't able to, but personally for me, I wouldn't be able to.
Well, I can say as a guy that almost all guys would go with it if a girl kissed them for the first time, because it eliminates all that fear and anxiety that comes from the rejection when thinking about kissing a girl he likes. But anyways, you know, thank you, Maria, for your time. Is there anything else you want to say to our listeners?
Guys, the worst thing that can happen is showing a girl that you're scared to kiss her. Most of the time, girls are thinking about it too, but just because they're scared to initiate the first kiss, you should take the first step.
And there you have it, guys. You hear that? Don't be scared. Now let's check in on Barbie to see how she's doing.
Hey, Ken. I'm here at the Rogers Center where the Jays game just ended, and I have Juan with me here. Hey, Juan. How's the game?
Woo! Go, Jays, go!
You sound very excited. I guess the Jays must have won. Now, Juan, I have a question for you. How do you interpret a girl you like kissing you on the cheek?
Well, to be honest, I would take it as a sign of interest. I mean, I think cheek kisses is not what it used to be, where it used to be considered something friendly. It seems something more, you know, of a signal that girls use to tell the guy that they're interested in.
Oh, really? So what if your girlfriend were to kiss another guy on the cheek?
Well, I think it would actually make me jealous on some level, because I wouldn't want, you know, my girlfriend kissing other guys on the cheek, even if it were just a friendly kiss. But, you know, I guess I see what you mean.
Well, there you have it, ladies. Even if you may be from a different culture or used to kissing people as a sign of friendship, be wary of your boyfriend, because he may see it the wrong way, and it wouldn't turn out very well. Just remember, there are many other ways to show friendship that doesn't involve kissing. Thank you very much for your time, Juan. Is there anything else you would want to say to our listeners?
Hi, Mom. I love you. Woo! Go, Jays, go!
All right. Thanks very much, Juan. Now, that's the end of our show for today. Hope everyone was able to get some sort of insight through our live interviews with people. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Hope to hear from everyone again. Good night.